We've talked a lot about the mail, but we haven't really touched much on Metro. But there were a bunch of changes last year, including a redesign and yeah. more advertising tools. What would you say is the biggest point of issue that you need to get absolutely right in the next year when it comes to Metro specifically?
Yeah, I think Metro's been on a journey and a half. God, flying before COVID, absolutely flying. I think a record year in terms of distribution, circulation, ad revenue was really good. COVID, you know what happened?
Yeah.
Just stopped virtually. Credit to the chairman to stick with Metro. Very easy to make an easy decision. Stuck by it for many months. Now it's doing really well. Good, solid circulation. We've one editor. We've had lots of changes in the teams, commercially and editorial. It's one team. I have a dedicated Metro team. And it is flying compared to where it was 2 years ago. But it's sort of not back to 2019 yet, but it's right. definitely going in the right direction. You know, it's one team in terms of digital and print. It is one team in terms of sales. And we've got our distributions correct. And we've had a lot of interference over the last few months, years with strikes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And credit to the advertisers, credit to our clients who've stuck by us. Credit to the ones who will come back, I hope. And we've got a really good, talented team on Metro. And Jo, who runs it, she's just cut her in half. It's just Metro, really is. Just and the brand's back. It's back, yeah? And it's really, because I was there when it had struggled through COVID, it's great to see it. It's great to see the consumers and commuters reading Metro again. It really is, and it's back. That's all I can say on that, really.
Do you expect, or when would you perhaps expect circulation to get to where it was pre-pandemic, if ever? This is a conversation I've asked as well of out-of-home companies or cinema, where people, yes, are back into the office, but they're not back to the office 5 days a week necessarily. Mm. I mean, there have been some full-on changes that have really stuck from the pandemic that impact these types of businesses. Mm. And that's without, yes, of course, talking about all the strike action, which at some point I would think
you
is able to be resolved. The goal or guidance to expect that we're going to exceed 2019 at some point in the next, let's say, 3 years or so, just to throw out a random number.
What, circulation on Metro?
Yeah.
No, we're fine. We settled at a million now, and it's a solid million. We've refined our distribution. And I think that's the right number, because not everyone's back 5 days a week. I am, but sure. And a lot of my colleagues are as well. But this is I get quite frustrated about this when people say no one goes into, especially last couple of years, no one's back in the office. They are. Look at us. We're in your office. Yeah.
Yeah.
And the bubble of some sectors of people not going back into the office is long gone. Yeah. You get better. It's a different subject, but I think you get a lot better output by being back in the office.
Mm.
And whilst elephant in the room, which is part of our sales pitch to the market, by going, you're saying to me, no one's traveling anymore. Yeah. The buses are packed. The trains are packed. The tubes are packed. Everyone's back in the office. Maybe not 5 days a week, but maybe certain sectors are. The retail sector has been back 5 days a week, 7 days a week, sorry, throughout the pandemic. Yeah.
Mm.
So whilst it's not, it's still on a journey, a new journey under Deborah, the editor. She's got great plans for Metro, digitally as well as the paper. And it's non-political. It's a lovely brand. It's a great brand. And it's good to have it back.